broadcasting from the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. And a good evening to you, and welcome to this week. A little late getting it going. We're live tonight, and there's a lot of stuff that I do on the side. I have a lot of side jobs. You know, I'm a busboy, and I'm an actor, and I'm an award-winning, Pulitzer Prize-winning novelist, and I have a job with city sanitation. So I do a lot of things, and I'm also still getting over this cold. So I apologize for last night. We weren't here, but we are here for the rest of the week, obviously, and we'll continue Monday through Friday. It's just that toward the end of the month, then I have something. What is that, Bud?
It's a symposium.
The Astronomy Society. So, of course, I'm kidding. But, you know, every now and again, things take us away from the old radio show. I appreciate you being with us here tonight on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We had a great month. Month of July was a terrific month for PhilHendryShow.com as more and more people are coming to our little theater and enjoying what we do. And, of course, if you'd like to become a Backstage Pass member, please join us at PhilHendryShow.com. Right now we have live streaming video of the show in HD, PhilHendryShow.com. That's Phil TV, so you can watch the show as we perform it. And we also have thousands of hours of archive material. We've got our podcasts. We have our classic podcast. Lots of fun to be had at PhilHendryShow.com, so please join us there. Our number is 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. And every night we do our affiliate spotlight because we're very proud of the radio stations we have on our Phil Hendry Show network, and we're very, very proud and very happy to have WCFO in Atlanta with us now, going on, I think, the entire 4 years we've been on in syndication this time around, and KCNR in Redding, California, and again, PhilHendryShow.com. So there have been a number of stories that have been breaking here in the United States and internationally. The London situation, the domestic turmoil the people of Great Britain are going through, as well as the wildly fluctuating, as if that's something we're not used to in this country anymore, stock market. And all of the things in between us certainly has a lot of people worried about the kind of economy we're going to have, and a lot of people worried about the world economy. Joining us is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center, and we wanted to get you on, Dean, tonight to talk about America and our ability, and we're one of the most generous countries in the world, if not the most generous country in the world, our ability to continue to help struggling people around the world, and at the same time, you know, pay attention to our own domestic situations, our own wallets, and you know, I guess put first things first.
Yes, Phil, I'm very grateful you're having me on the program this evening. I'm always grateful to be able to talk about the work that we do in finding young people that young children in every part of the world that can be adopted into an American home, and also talk to you and your listeners about the holistic approach to not only your health, but economy and money. And if we can do that, then I think we're moving further along toward a place in the future that will be less about material things and more about spiritual things. What is happening in our country right now, I think, is a good thing. I don't mean to say that I want to see people suffer, but I think it's about time the American people tighten the belt and had to think about things other than, I saw something today, Phil, that I thought I had to laugh. The fourth meal. This is an advertisement for a fast food restaurant.
The fourth meal?
Yes. Do we need a fourth meal in America? I don't think we do. I think what we need in this country is to learn how to live within our means for the first time, perhaps ever.
And well, then, do you agree with the efforts by Congress and the president and a lot of people to cut the budget and
No, I do not, and that's not what I'm talking about.
So you believe that we should still spend money?
I think we need to devote our resources constantly to improving life condition. No, I'm not talking about money. I think that I am talking that we need to feel the pain that the rest of the world has been feeling.
And you're not talking about money. You want us to save money.
I want the American people to continue to give.
Okay, to continue to give to people that are less advantaged.
Yes.
And at the same time, you want the American people to start to feel this lack.
Exactly. In other words, I want us to continue to be generous, but I also want us to know more, to know maybe for the first time, what it is like to go through this kind of deprivation, to be a young person, in a young African, or a young person in Europe, in some of the more domestically blighted areas of Europe, or Asia, or even in America. What is it like to not have enough to eat? There are millions of children going to bed around the world tonight that are going to be starving, Phil.
There's going to be some American kids, too.
Yep, there's going to be American kids, but that's not what we're talking about. We're talking about millions of children around the world who are going to be hungry.
And well, okay, I don't mean to interrupt you.
Please let me finish this point, and I'd be happy, Phil, to address anything.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
There are millions of young people around the world who will be going to bed tonight hungry. And when I say going to bed tonight, I could be talking about this very night. And most likely it'll be tomorrow night, because where we're talking right now is 10 minutes after 10 on the Pacific coast. And the children that I'm talking about could be in other time zones. So there's millions of children going to bed tonight, and there'll be millions of children going to bed tomorrow night who are listening to me right now, so that they are going to bed tonight, but for you and I, it's tomorrow night.
Right.
And that's something to, I don't know why I pointed that out.
Well, I mean, it doesn't really matter. They're going to bed tonight, tomorrow night.
Right. I apologize. I don't know why I pointed that out. But what I'm saying is that,
well, I think you're making the point that there are millions of children going to bed hungry in the United States, in Europe.
No. See, understand, I'm not including the United States, not because there aren't hungry children in the United States. There are millions and millions and millions of them. But I'm talking now about hungry children around the world. And the reason why I separate them out is because hungry children around the rest of the world deserve our interest. We need to adopt them. We need to feed them. We need to mother and father them. We need to bring them into families. The millions of children that are starving to death in the United States.
Well, let's be clear here. There are not millions of children starving to death in the United States.
Well, I don't know that you can say that.
We don't have that kind of... We don't have an epidemic of starvation in the United States. And there are... I mean, if there are kids that are starving to death, I dare say that they may number in the thousands, and that is only because of parental neglect or the neglect of a community wherever they may live. And I would also go so far as to say...
Well, Phil, you don't know this. You're talking... forgive me, but there's the old saying, he's talking out of his backside.
Okay. Well, no, I'm not talking out of my backside. If there are children in America tonight starving to death, as you put it, it is because of criminal neglect. Criminal neglect on the part of parents or the community that they're a part of.
What do you mean, community?
They could be a part of one of these. For all I know, man, I don't know how kids are raised. Children are the best way to raise a child is with a mother and a father who are sane, who don't abuse them, who work and give good example. And perhaps they have siblings, perhaps not. Then we have children that are in religious communities. That probably isn't all that bad either. I mean, depending, though.
Well, you saw what happened to this war in Jeps.
Yeah, I saw that. So I would put that in the bad category. All I'm saying is, you want to talk about the thousands, the millions of children starving around the world, you don't want to include American kids.
No, I don't want to include... I'm not including American kids because I want to talk about... First of all, who I want to talk about are the African children. I adopted three African boys. And I think I told either you or your producer before we went on the air. My sons, Badrani, Sudi, and Badru. I adopted them from Kenya. And I adopted them because it is my duty and obligation as a member of the most prosperous society in the world to bring into America these children that are being raised in such despicable poverty and bring them here.
To a country where you say there's thousands or millions of children that are starving to death.
That are not starving to death the way they are in Africa. You've got to understand something, Phil. You're trying to equate children starving in America with children starving in Africa.
No, I'm not. I'm saying to you that when you say, first of all, your numbers are wrong, and second of all...
Well, how How do you know my numbers are wrong?
I'm just telling you your numbers are wrong, okay? Prove me wrong. I think it's a ridiculous statement to say there's millions of children starving to death in America. And I told you, if there are children starving to death in America, it is the result of a criminal negligence, some criminal act that's being perpetrated. It is not because there isn't enough food.
Well, I don't know that you can say that. I think you do a lot of damage. But
well, you don't even want to talk about them, though.
I don't, because the problem with Africans is much more compelling, and because I adopted three Africans. And the starvation of children around the world is much more compelling, and the fact that the United States has an economy that is in worsening shape means we may be living like those people, and we will get to know what it's like to live like them. And in the meantime, I adopted three Africans. So that puts me on a little bit of a learning curve here, Phil, that's far ahead of everybody else.
Where are your sons at home tonight?
No, my sons are in Africa.
You adopted these three African children, and they're in Africa?
Yes.
Why?
Why are they in Africa?
Yes.
Because we had to send them home. We felt that we needed a better expression of the African child.
What does that mean? You know,
if you'd let me finish, Phil.
No, you've said some things here tonight, Dean, that are increasingly weird.
Well, I think you've sounded pretty weird yourself, my friend.
No, I don't think so. You've said that there's millions of children starving in America. You have three African sons that you adopted. Well, they're not here anymore. They're back in Kenya. You gave them back. You want a better expression of Africans. America is going to be living in poverty, and that's good for us. But we should ignore that and concentrate on the rest of the world, because their poverty counts more, because we can. You are like a lot of liberals, you know.
Oh, here we go.
No, like a lot of liberals, you want to have it every which way. You want to have every bit of the stage that you can occupy that expresses some disdain for this country, or some hope for disdain of this country. You want to occupy that part of the stage.
No, I do not, Phil. And, you know, in other shows I might hang up on you, but tonight I'm going to have some fun with you. You are so wrong. I adopted three Africans. Did you?
Look, Dean.
No, please. Did you adopt? Are there any Africans at your house tonight?
No, there are not.
Enough said.
All right, well, let's take a break here, and we'll get back into this conversation. Dean Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center. America, even though we are going to be suffering financial hardship, perhaps, perhaps not, we're Americans. We've been through this before. We'll dig our way through it again. That means that our whatever need we have should be ignored still, because the rest of the world is so much worse off, and that the starving children of the world now come first before the starving children of America. You know, when I talked to him, it made sense.
Well, yeah, but he's saying it like the starving children of the world, that's the biggest one.
Yeah, he said that's most important.
So that's his pitch. The starving kids of the world are more important than the starving kids of America, which, by the way, even if we had millions of starving children in America, he would be wrong. We do not have millions of starving children in America.
Well, how do you know that? You want me to look that up?
You don't have to look that up. We may have millions of children in America that are at some level of need that we need to be more mindful of. We may have more millions of children in America that need perhaps more insurance, or maybe they're living in a house that is technically a house subsisting on a poverty income, or maybe they're not immunized. I don't know. But by God, millions of children in America are not starving. And if there are children starving anywhere in this country, it's because there is a criminal act of there is a criminal negligence being committed by some adult or some responsible adult. All right, we're going to be back here with Dean Wheeler. Our number is 877-876-PHIL. 877-876-7445. Do you think that the American child, a hungry American child, is not as important as these much more pressing problems internationally? 877-876-PHIL, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back.
We can't fight this fight alone. Give us a call. 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445. Call the Patriot Hotline. Dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast and 4 a.m. on the East Coast. And thank you all for hanging with us. Let's put Dean on hold there for a second, bud, because when you bring that, you're bringing up those phones, man.
Yeah, but you got to make sure he's going to be on.
I can make sure he's going to be on, man. When you bring the phone up, I'm listening to... I'm hearing all that noise, you know?
You got two noises, man.
Yeah. Well, I'm not the engineer.
You know what? You're not the engineer. I'm the engineer, okay? And Dan's the engineer. You ain't the engineer. You just bring the phones up, and half the time, you're bringing them up too early. Okay? Not, you know, like that stuff. All right, 877-876-PHIL. And with us is Dean Wheeler and Mr. Wheeler with the Northern California Holistic Center as we're having an interesting conversation here. You know, okay, so America's got tough times. America has, all kinds of financial and economic problems we're going to have to work our way through. I get it. And because of that, perhaps our lifestyle suffers. I get that. But you're saying even in the midst of America's need, we still must focus more on the hungry, the needy child overseas, not just American children.
That is exactly right, Phil. And I know that sounds like a bit of a dichotomy, but let me say this.
Well, that doesn't sound like a dichotomy. It sounds like a conflict, a moral, like the two don't go together.
No, it is not. It is not. Believe me, I've spent most of my life since I was 14 when I began to investigate alternative forms of belief, alternative religions, alternative ways of living, alternative ways of healing. Since I was 14 years of age, I've lived my life in an alternative way, and I have found that so many things that we take for granted, Phil, are not true. When we say that America needs to feed its children, of course, but are we going to feed our children at the expense of an African child? I don't think we can, given the criminality of our people.
What do you mean the criminality of our people?
Hold on. What I'm saying is that the American people are responsible for a historic crime. The historic crime is simply this, that we stepped on the heads, literally. We worked our way to the very top of the societal ladder using as stepping stones the heads of the darker peoples. If you want to give it a comic interpretation, we literally were using the heads. These would be these nappy, I don't know how to say it.
What do you mean nappy? You know something? You're getting into some conversation here.
No, well, hold on.
What do you mean? You were using the nappy what? The nappy heads?
We are using as our stepping stones the heads of third world peoples who have hair that is coarser than ours. Now, you can imagine the white foot of the European stepping on the almost as Velcro head of a... You know what I resent is the way you've twisted this.
No, I haven't twisted anything. I can ask my... Have I twisted anything, folks? You give me a call and let me know if I've twisted anything. I haven't twisted a damn thing. I'm listening to you say the American people have committed a historic crime, that we've used as our stepping stones the nappy heads of third world people.
I said I corrected it. I said.
Oh, that's right. You corrected it. We're using the Velcro heads. See, Dean, here's the problem.
No, I didn't say that.
Here's the problem. You want to vilify and make sure that America remains the vilified party here so much so that everything you say about what's going on in the rest of the world is true. For instance, we have to help children in Africa more. We have to help children in Asia more. I suppose you also believe that global warming exists and that it is the duty of America to cut back, not the rest of the world.
Well, I didn't say any of that.
Well, do you think the Chinese and the Indians should have to cut back anything in terms of their carbon emissions?
I am saying that the traditional criminality rests with America.
Okay, so America's criminality with carbon emissions, America's criminality with the way it treated third world people, and America's criminality, I guess, with the way it treated third world children, means our kids starve, we live worse than we ever have, but still we have to give money.
I adopted three Africans. I gave you their names.
And you sent them back to Africa. Why?
I didn't send them back to Africa in the sense that you're saying.
In what sense is that, sir?
Well, you're saying sent them back to Africa. It has a very decided ring, as if I believe in the send them back to Africa movement, which I don't. And that is that's a movement that hasn't existed in a long time.
No, I'm not saying that at all. You sent them back to their home. Or you sent them back to Kenya.
Yes, we sent them back to Kenya.
Okay, well, I'm going to have you explain that when you come back, Dean, as this conversation I was hoping to unravel a little bit, and it's only getting knotted tighter. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and you're listening to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry. Call the Patriot Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
And welcome back here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With me is Dean Wheeler from the Northern California Holistic Center. And I want to, the conversation we're having here, Dean, has taken on just a little bit of a surreal edge. Because if you're telling me that the United States of America is on its way toward a living condition, shall we say, that is going to be less than it's ever been, and yet we still have to pour resources, charitable though they may be, into other countries, you're basically saying you want to level everything out.
Well, I think that has been, when you say level everything out, and one of the things that I resent is that people on your side of the argument have taken the idea of leveling the playing field. You've taken that idea and you've turned it into almost like the AIDS virus. It's something that to be frightened of. Something.
It's not the AIDS virus. It's just not a very equitable or reasonable or logical thing to do.
Well,
especially when you say that you want to punish hungry American kids aren't important. Hungry African kids are.
Phil, you've got to understand how these kids live. My sons live in abject poverty.
And why did you send them back to Kenya?
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for saying send them back to Kenya, because when you say send them back to Africa, it has that racist tone.
And all right, why did you send them back to Kenya?
We sent them back to Kenya because we wanted more of an African experience. And I think you can understand that. I think all of your listeners can understand that when we asked to have three of them here as our sons, that we expected them to be representative of a more African or tribal.
So they weren't African enough?
No, I didn't say that. And I really resent you putting words in my mouth.
All right. You know, I want to find out a little bit more about that. Our number, 877-876-PHIL. If you have a phone call, let's go to Chicago on the Phil Hendry Show. And this is David. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Phil, how are you?
Fine.
Oh, good. Well, Phil, I commend your guest, he adopted, some kids from Africa and all, I commend him for that. But what we really need to do here, in our, present situation is, we really need to focus on the problems here before we, help out other countries, because as soon as we...
Mr. Hendry already made that point.
Right, but I'd like.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry already made that point. So you're not saying it all that well.
Would you let him finish?
Please speak.
Well, I know, but you're not very interesting.
I'll decide whether he's interesting or not.
Sir, because if we continue to let our good heart come out, to all these these poor countries that need help. We pretty much put ourselves more and more in a bind, and it's in as soon as the
but you
problem
got,
is
must
leave,
under, I've heard
sir,
this
please,
before.
Let me speak. Let me
I've
talk.
Already heard this argument.
Let the man finish, whether you've heard the argument or not. Let him finish.
And
if we continue to once the problem is alleviated with these other countries, they're going to demand. They're going to assume that we're going to help. And we can't provide that help.
Right.
And it's pretty much where we
have to
clean ourselves in a
What about our criminal responsibility? What about our criminal responsibility?
I don't think there is a criminal
responsibility. Oh, that's ridiculous.
It's a bunch of nonsense that you're saying. It's a criminology.
What criminality are you talking about?
The exploitation of the third world peoples by by way of a variety.
Oh, come on, will you? I mean, we're talking about hundreds and hundreds of years of European exploitation that the United States, quite frankly, was on the tail end of. And if ever there was a country that had to clean up the mess of the old empires, whether it was the British Empire or the Germans or the French, it was America had to come along and clean up their colonial mess. And
In what way are you saying?
Why do you think we got involved in Vietnam? The last vestiges of the French imperial holdings in Southeast Asia, there's America holding the bag. And the same thing with the British in Palestine. Now it's the Middle East, and who's on the line for that one? Ultimately, we are. America has come along and has had to clean up the imperial mess of the last 500 years, and we're getting all the blame.
You know, that's very neat, Mr. Henry, but I refuse. I have three African sons, okay?
You got three African sons in Kenya.
Can I finish? This gentleman doesn't have any Africans, do you, sir?
I don't, but I have friends who are from third world countries. And
but do you have any?
States.
Are there any in your home?
No, but I'm, you know, I welcome.
All right. There you go.
From, you know, granted, you know, anybody from third world countries, they're more than welcome in my home. But, you know, they know that, okay, personally, they know that, okay, I can
have
only
got...
provide so much help. And, you know, once,
yes,
once
exactly.
that problem is alleviated, they don't, you know, I simply tell them, you know, this is all I can give.
Well, here's what I'm proposing, sir, that you get an African, you adopt one, and feed that child, even if it means you have to deprive your own children.
That's not going to happen.
Excuse me, I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to this man.
Sir, that's the problem. That's one of the main problems is, you know, once that problem is alleviated, they're going to expect us to help us, to help them more, and we can't provide that help. We have to take care of ourselves before we help out other countries. I mean, it's like the
we need an entirely.
Sir, can I speak?
Yes, sir, but we need a whole new paradigm. We must not. We have to begin to endure hunger.
What are you talking about? Are you talking about that America, we simply must become a third world country in order to reinvigorate ourselves? And
no, I didn't say anything. I said what we have to be is hunger. We do need to go through some starvation. And that's why I'm asking this man to adopt an African child and feed that child in lieu of an American kid. And that way...
What? That way an American kid's hungry?
That's crazy, sir. Because if I end up, you know, feeding, you know, two, three kids in Africa, you know, I look on the street in my own backyard, not
in your own backyard, that you would have a dead kid in your backyard.
You see, sir, have you seen the poverty that's going on in this country right now?
I have seen it, but it's not as bad as Africa.
Come on. You know, this is our country.
Well, did you say you've got people in your backyard?
No, I don't. Not literally.
Saying in your backyard there's someone starving in your backyard.
No,
I understand that.
Sir, it's not literally.
He was talking in a figurative sense that in our own backyard here in America.
You know, Mr. Henry, thank goodness for you. I listen to your program, and if it wasn't for you, there wouldn't be anybody who calls your show that could finish a thought because you finish it for them. You help them along. And in so doing, you make people like me look like the fools and the jesters. We bend over, you smack us on the ass with a cricket panel, ha-ha, and I resent it.
Well, isn't that too bad? I think this man's making some good... David, thank you very much, sir, for your call. Pleasant good evening to you. As he makes a point that I've been trying to make with you for a long time, and that is that we cannot, in lieu of, as you say, in lieu of other people, we... What are we hearing now?
Oh, this is Emerald, isn't it? This is traditional African music. Now, Emeralda is my wife. She's doing the African... this is an adoption dance. Weem away. You know the song, Phil?
Yeah, I know the song.
How do you know the song?
Because it was a hit record in America in the 60s.
Oh, boy. No, you're mistaken. We brought this back from Mozambique. Emerald is now doing the adoption dance. Yeah. Well, my wife is African.
And oh, your wife's from Africa, huh?
No, I didn't say she's from Africa. She is African.
She's African-American.
No, she's a white woman, but I see her as African because I've never really, I don't know how to put this, I've never really liked black women, you know, aesthetically, but I've always wanted to marry one. Now,
right now you got a song on that ain't even from Africa. It's from America.
It ain't even. Why don't you get an education? This is, okay, this is the song, Phil.
This is a song from the United States by an American group.
Excuse me. Listen to that. Woo! Now, this, right here, this is where the lion comes out and really just starts to go to work on some of the elderly people sitting at the edge of the village. And once they're done with them, they move into the nursery. And
okay, thanks very much. That's... What are you doing, bud?
That's the lion singing.
You shut up. That's the lion singing.
That's what I thought it was.
Dean Wheeler with us here as we talk about... What the hell are you doing on camera three, man? People have been looking at the back of my freaking head.
That's about probably the best thing we can do tonight.
Oh, is that right? Anyway, that's Dean Wheeler. As we continue to talk here, we're going to take a break. We continue to talk with him about the... I don't want to hear... If this guy's going to try to sell me that the tokens The Lion Sleeps Tonight is traditional Mozambique music...
What about the part where the lion sings?
What do you mean, what about the part where the lion sings? All right, so we'll be back with Dean Wheeler as he talks with us about the future of this planet, what America's place in it is in terms of the economics. Can we afford to take care of the children of the world as we have? Not that we take care of the children of the world, but we are a generous country. We have donated a lot. Is the party over? Is the gravy train over? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. World famous Phil Henry Show.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. The Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
I mean, world famous Phil Henry Show. Do you see what I mean, bud? Okay, when you have... Turn that off. You see what I mean?
What?
I can hear Mr. Wheeler talking to his wife as we're coming on air. So you have to have the phone pot down. Okay. Dean?
Yes, sir.
All right, Dean Wheeler joins us on the Phil Henry Show as we finish up talking about the world situation in terms of hunger, the world situation in terms of the what kind of resources are we going to have? Is America going to be the giving nation that it has always been? You have set up, sir, a no-win situation. Just let me finish here, too. Okay?
Well, all right, Mr. Henry, but you haven't let me finish.
I've let you... Yes, I have.
No, you haven't. When I began, we were doing an adoption dance. And
yeah, I understand you were doing the adoption dance. This is something that your wife, Emeralda, was doing. I wanted to talk to you more about some of the claims. See what I'm saying?
Right. That's the lion singing. The song is The Lion Sings Tonight, or The Lion Sleeps. The Lion Sleeps Tonight.
I know the song.
That's the lion.
That's nice. That's the lion. Is that, you mean the guy that's going, hee, 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 hee? Is that it?
Wow.
Gay.
Hey, is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Just because I can't sing doesn't mean that we have to now, we're not in the middle of some talent show and ha, ha, ha. So it's the lion. So what?
So it's the lion. So what? Boy, that's a fascinating point of view, because if America, and rightfully so, is going to be suffering economic deprivation, and we still have to give money to third world people, then we are beginning to learn the lesson of the lion, because the lion will come into the village and will use you in any way the lion wants to use you. That's what's happening to America. And
well, hold on for a minute. Rather than telling me a parable or something, get to the point here. You said that the American child is going to have to suffer at the expense of the third world child.
Yes, I said at the expense of the third world child, not to you. Which is
okay. Excuse me, sir, but I'm having a hard time listening, speaking.
Chewing gum.
This has been a difficult show to do tonight. First hour in.
I told you the song "The Lion Sleeps Tonight" represents what America is up against. America is going to now have to deal with the lion coming into the village and using us in ways we can't even imagine.
Are you serious? I mean, what you're telling me here is some fantastical tale.
No, I'm saying the future is like the lion.
All right, the future means that America is now going to be looking down the barrel of a very tough future.
Yes.
Well, tell me something I don't know. Number two, it also means that even while we're looking down the barrel of a very tough future, we also have to take care of these children.
We must take care of the children, and that's when we hear... When you hear that, you know the lion is on his way into the village to use you in ways... They are exciting, yet they're frightening.
All right, let's take a phone call here. 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. We have Dorothy on the line. Hello, Dorothy. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. Good evening.
Yes.
Yes.
Good evening, ma'am.
My point is, this guy keeps driving home the point of, do you have an adopted black African-American in your home?
No, African. Well, just African. Just African, so, not African-American.
Okay. African child in your home. You don't have one in your home either. You adopted him, but you sent him back.
Hold on. Would you not play that? Please don't play that Lion Sleeps Tonight anymore, okay? Would you not do that, please?
I asked him to remind us that the lion does sleep tonight.
Well, you don't tell my engineer what to do.
It speaks real good because it says that you're no different than nobody else. Because I can go adopt a dog and then send it back and say, I've had one.
That is very, very unfair. Well, that's very unfair, ma'am. Let me say,
I
adopted three Africans.
I think it's
well, first of all, I adopted three Africans. Did you? The answer is no. That means at least I did that much.
Yeah, but then you sent them back to Kenya because you said they weren't African enough.
I didn't say they weren't African enough. I said I wanted a richer African experience. Okay?
Well, why don't you go over there and live and feed them over there? You would have a real African experience. And they would have a good African background.
I keep hearing that.
No, it's your imagination. I am, ma'am, currently involved in a holistic resort in Northern California. I can't leave my business.
Oh.
Or I would be. I look forward to.
Your business is more important than your starving children.
No, it's not. But I would like nothing more than to live. I want to live with my children in Kenya. I would like nothing more than to go to Kenya. And you want to know something? I would risk leprosy. That's how much I am ashamed of my own country. I'd rather live as a leper in Kenya. But right now.
Oh, but right now your resort business.
I beg your pardon?
You need to do that. You need to give up your position. If money is more important to you, your holistic money that's coming in, more important than your children, that speaks the truth for you.
Well, I must say.
And also,
I'm very disappointed. How am I prejudiced?
Yes, you are, because you said you wanted an African-American wife. But you didn't marry one, so you're calling a white woman a black woman. You're mixed up in the head,
yeah.
Man.
I said that I didn't want to marry an African-American because aesthetically they weren't as pretty, but I do want...
Oh, you know, you're so full of crap.
I beg your pardon?
You're full of crap, dude. You want to have a black wife, but you don't find them aesthetically pleasing, so you married a white woman.
My wife is African.
No, she's not.
You said you consider her your African-American wife, even though she's white. You're sick.
This is a traditional Mozambique song. She dances this song of the adoption better than any African woman you can name. Okay?
I can dance.
Better than
Hello Dolly, but it don't make me...
That, that's not black. That's not black. Hello, Dolly is, it's got to be white.
No, it ain't. It doesn't have to be.
Let me ask you a question.
I can call anything
about,
black or anything
no,
white.
What do you think of Mr. Henry? What do you think of Mr. Henry laughing at you and I as we try to work these problems out?
I'm not laughing at this lady. I'm laughing at you.
I appreciate him.
I want to ask you a question, Dean. Dean, what African woman can you name?
What?
You said name an African woman. Name an African woman.
Okay, the model Imam. Oh, that wasn't hard. Now you name one.
The model Imam.
That's right. I just saw her on Anderson. I saw her on Anderson. On Anderson, whatever the show is.
Anderson Cooper?
Yeah.
Why does
an African woman?
An African woman.
Because it proves that neither one of you know a thing about. When you say that I'm prejudiced, I know more about African women.
I can name plenty of black people.
No. I want African female.
Just like Africans.
I want to know the name of an African woman.
White either one.
By the time the lion quits singing, I want...
Will you shut up? All right, an African woman is Winnie Mandela there.
Oh, that's such bull.
Oh, she's not African? All right, thank you very much, Dorothy, for your call. World-famous Phil Hendry Show. Coming back next hour, Ted Bell. And a discussion of the price of gold. Man, that'll be interesting.
When the lion stops singing...